Sunday, the 2nd of September, of Eliezer Liebeschnee, Bau, Machfit Adolf Edgar.
Good morning, my dear friend. I saw in the kiss in Matafraim, in the Mepharish in Matafraim, at the bottom, he brings from the Ksuvim, which is Kisvari, on the Pusik in Parshas Mishkutim, Va'asha le'yinu le'yudai. Va'asha le'tzoda ve'lekim inu le'yodai ve'samte lechu mokim. Inu le'yodai ve'samte lechu izru she'teves elul. This is a simon that elul is a time ve'samte lechu mokim ashe'yonashem, a time to do tshiva. And I wondered, what's the akedikesha with this pusik over here, with the parsha of Urei Miklot, with elul? Why this pusik is meramaz and shiva? L'choyre Urei Miklot, who goes to Urei Miklot? Someone who was a hoyrig b'shoigig. I'm a shoigig. I'm a shoigig means my machshava wasn't there. Other rabba was nichshu. Sometimes the shoigig, it bothers them. He's got a little tana, kili kevayuchel on the Rebbeinu Shlom. Why was I nichshu? So what do you want of him? Why do you demand of him the Indian of shiva over here? Abi Magdam, Magdam with a story that I say by Hasidim, that the Shema Kodesh once saw a Yid being Mechal Shabbos, and in his Mahalach HaMachshava, in his cool of thought, it was that if you see another Yid being Mechal Shabbos, is a remus, doing an aveir, is a remus that you are somewhere the similar Baal aveir. And he was Mizbeinan B'Masov to see where he touched the Inyan of Chil Shabbos. He did not find by him the Inyan of Chil Shabbos. So why did I see it? So he found by himself, he once heard Bezoi and Talmud Chochem, and Talmud Chochem of Chil Shabbos. He was not Moiche on Bezoi and Talmud Chochem. It's therefore, he threatened on him, Ki Ili is a Mechal Shabbos, and therefore he said, he saw the Inyan of Chil Shabbos. With this story, with this Hakdome, we will work through a Mahalach of the Avodah of those days. And I'll start off with the Pusik in Parshas Vayikru. In Pusik in Parshas Vayikru, at the Parsha of Ikab Mchatas for Shoigig, Shtait in Pusik, Dabar Abena Yisroel Leimor, Nefesh Kisechtu Bishgugu Mekol Mitzvot Hashem Asher Loite Esanu, a person that will do Avere Bishoigig, one of the Mitzvot Hashem which he shouldn't have done, Ve'usu me'achas mehenu. Ve'usu me'achas mehenu. Das the Gemara Masechta Shabbos daf Ayin. Was this me'achas mehenu? Afil a mixes mehen. Me'achas mehenu. You did a bit of a meluche. Like, so the Gemara can a koise b'Shabbos shem me'shimon noyach menucha. Even though he wanted to write shimon, but he stopped after the mem. So he's got a full word shem. He wrote shem me'shimon. He b'shoigig. He already did a melucha b'shoigig chayavikom. He wanted to write nucha, and he stopped after ni and ches. He's got noyach menucha zol tzachar. That's what the Gemara dashes on the funny illusion ve'usu me'achas mehenu. There's another dik I've seen him before Shem asking this pusik. The pusik starts nefesh kisechtu b'shgugut. Kisechtu is a lushan usid. Kisechtu wilson b'shgugut. We call mitzvah Hashem Hashalai Sani. Ve'usu ma'avetash ve'usu. And he did ma'achas mehenu. He starts off kinefesh kisechtu with a lushan usid. And then he finishes off and he says ve'usu ma'achas mehenu. A lushan over. And the chayr, it should be kinefesh kisechtu b'shgugut. Ve'yase ma'achas mehenu. And he will do. Then it fits very well. But the kavuna could be the pusik wants to teach us. Enochan, that's the parasha of somebody does an aveira b'shoigig. Enochan, ama, you did an aveira b'shoigig. Lechoyer, an aveira b'shoigig is the kasha. Why is the chiyuv kavman b'shoigig? Why does he need a kapura? He did not have a mind to sin, and for sure not to rebel against the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So why did I have to bring a kavman? Other rabbis have said before, does it give us a tana? Why was I stumbled? Lechoyer, I behaved properly. I went out of the door at Shabbos and I switched off the light. Mamish b'shoigig, I didn't mean it hurts for a person. Not only it hurts me, I have to bring a korban also. But the emes is, api what's written in the Svarim, api that Gdoma said before from the Sipper with the Bashem Tov HaKodesh, is a person, when a person was nichshel in a shoygig, it's his own fault. It's his fault. Had a person been nizah, he shouldn't touch even a midnat kal, a small sparkle, me'achas mehenu, from this avere b'shoygig. He would have had this protection, as if she stayed in Pusik, ragle chasid of Yishmoy, and he would have not come to be nichshel with the avere b'shoygig. Because the Middash would have moided modern lawyers, a gemur mitach the soita, and he would have had the shmirim and ashamayim, kiloyere letzadik olavoyim. If you see that a person came to a michshel, and a michshel happened to him, a shogeg came to him, that's a siman that he was once pogeya in this aveira, as the chesman eves b'sham HaKudosh made. If he saw chal Shabbos, must be he was mechal Shabbos. Aye, he wasn't mechal Shabbos. Must be there was pogeya once, benidnet kal, in the issues of chal Shabbos. Like he said, he saw Bezoyan Tamat Chochem and he wasn't Moicha. And a Yoishalei Micha, Nikras al Shemoya, as the Gemurah says, by the Perusa, Shereb Lezer, Sheyotze Beretziya Shebein Kaneu, Zu the Gemurah, and Beshalei Betoyen Chochem, Zu the Gemurah, Demis, it wasn't Perusa, Shereb Lezer, Eder Shel Shchentohe, it was his neighbor's cow, and a Yoishalei Micha, he did not. It wasn't Moicha, is therefore Nikras al Shemoy. If a person once came to do Issa Chil Shabbos, must be that Beifis Ma, Ve'usa Ma'achas Mahenu already in the Bechina of a Mezid. If a Mezid once he did a Mezid in Beifis Ma, and a small spark of it, he lost the Shmir from Ragla Chassid of Yishmoy, and Mele he came to the Shoigig. Mele comes out that the Kapura he needs on the Shoigig is not so much on the Shoigig, but on taking away the shmirah that he was goyer and b'meizah to take away the shmirah, and that's why he came to the shogeg. That means b'masav he was goyer and he should do a shogeg. Maybe that could be pshat in pusik. Nefesh kisechtu b'shgugu mekol mitzvah Hashem asher teloyeh tiresanu. A person that will sin b'shogeg on avera. And the pusik wants to tell me that he will have to bring a carbon. And the kasha is, why will I have to bring a carbon? Just so you know why? Because he himself took away this protection, the shmirim and hashemayim, because ve'usu me'achas mehenu. He did me'achas mehenu. He did a spark of that aveira b'shoyi. He did me'achas mehenu, one of it. Since he was over one of it, he was nechshel already, b'meizet in this. Maybe he lost the shmirah, he lost this protection of Agda Chassid of Yishmer, of Layena Letzadik Halovan, and Mele, it's his full taki where he's done it. And but this we can understand also on this Perusa Shereb Lezer said before that it wasn't his. Eile Sheshchentahoy, Machme Shalemichib, Hayozi wasn't Moichan, the Kras al Shemoy. Brings the Yerushalmi says that he fasted many years on this avera, atche hishchiri shinov mnei taniyos. His teeth became black for fasting so much. So the world asked the kasha, sachakli was his neighbor's cow that did an avera, not also the rais the shleibet zeh chachumim, because the shmira b'rtiyah shabay kenei is not a proper way how to take out the behemoth. So it wasn't such a terrible avera. How come he fasted so long? Al pizeh, what we said now, we can understand why he fasted so much. Because he felt by doing this avera, he lost his protection. Once I lose my protection, who knows what mechshoylet will come. And all those mechshoylet that are called shoygig will all refer back to this me'achas mehenu which I've done. I lost my protection. Therefore, he was fasting to wipe off this small avera that he should get back to the original koyach and not have this weakness that he has. He lost his protection. There is a mugn avrum at semen tufrei zayim. And Hilchas Erev Yom Kippur. There he speaks on the Al-Chais that we say Yom Kippur. So he brings the from Sefer Eitz Chaim that the Girsa should be, we say Al-Chais Shechatun Yichanechu Bezudah and Bezgugu. So he says, L'choyre the Girsa should be Bezgugu and Bezudah. Bezgugu and Bezudah. Why is it the Mor Avrum? Because it says the illusion, I think, the Tzurech Levakesh al Akal Tchile. First you have to ask on Akal. And he brings the Torah in the beginning, in his Tukkif Peibes, in the beginning of Hilchas Rosh Hashanah, brings a beautiful Torah there, the Torah sometimes even laughable. Torah brings that we find you always ask on the small Averas first, and then you pluck your courage and you go and you ask for the big Averas. So it tells us, David HaMelech davened there, David HaMelech davened Shigiyos Miyuvim, there's Shigiyos on the Shogigim. And then he says, גם מזיידם חשאי חבדך, also in Zudan, first שייגי, then Zudan, I didn't dare to ask with the Zudan first, first שייג, then Zudan. Aliyim shali be oz asom. So oz asom is like Russian asom, strong, even the strongest. So he starts up with shogeg, zudan, and asom. Those three, one after the other. He brings the mushel, brings the Torah there, mushel is laughable. The kittim aluli, those kittim, the kittim, the goyim, yadam levakish ala psuchim, they don't know how to be a schnorrer. So how does it do it? Tchela oim etani matman, could you give me a bit of water? Yeah, water, with pleasure. Zukter, nothing, let him give him water. Zukter, tenili butzlech, give me an onion also. Give him an onion. Zukter, what do you think? A piece of honey will satisfy my heart without a piece of bread? Can I eat honey without bread? Give him bread, that's how you start off. Zukter, the tzadikim is also the same thing. Yodem laratus as boirim. The start off, lahavdl, like those kittim, where they go collecting, start off with a bit of water, an onion, then a piece of bread. Yodem laratus as boirim. Shaneima, Siv say tzaddik yeidin rutzain. The tzaddik knows how to appease the Rebbe Yisrael. Meile zog der Mugnavrum, based on this star, that you should say, lechoyre b'shgoge b'zudan. Fregt over the Mugnavrum, if you say b'shgoge b'zudan, this video over there, the first set of Al-Khay, is I'll say the Aleph base. And there you have a Zayin, one before the Zilzal Hoyrim v'moyrim, you're all Zayin. How come Shkugge Vezudain? The Mugnavrum answers, generally because it's after one besh, it's not a chesum of say the Aleph base. Even though he says Shkugge Vezudain, Vezudain is mentioned in this paragraph, so it's not a steer in the say the Aleph base, it's still in say the Aleph base. So they answer the Mugnavrum. Now, according to us, we'll repeat the previous kasha. What do you want shkugge? Shkugge is a switched off the light. I was tired. I went to the toilet Friday night, the middle of the night, and then I had the cup in the shgab that switched off the light. I have to do shiva on the shkugge, I was a labor master. But the emphasis, as I said before, that every shogge, you can't be a shogge, Eile Imkain, he had beforehand a small mazit. He must have had a small mazit. Because otherwise he would have had the Shmirim and Hashemayim of Rag V'chassid of Yishmoy Le'yene L'tzadik over. Therefore we can say why we are Magdim first Zudoin, why we are Magdim first the Zudoin and Shgugu, and it's not a Stira, because in order to arrive to this Shgugu you also need the Zudoin. The Mamed is not a Stira, Zudoin and Shgugu. The Zudoin could have been even smaller than the Shgugu. The Zudoin was V'usu Ma'achas Mahein, a small spark in Avera, and that was Goyrim. That was going to the Zudan. And Mele fits very well. Achaychas Zudan Fenechu. We all say this. We don't say the Nesach as the Mungavum suggests. We all say Zudan Shgugu should fit with the Seyda Alabat. Because that means the Zudan comes before the Shgugu. That's the Seyda Advurim. You cannot come to a Zudan before you come to Shgugu. We find in the famous capital, they cannot come to the Shgugu before you had the Zudan. The famous capital in Tehillim, the capital of Tshiva, capital in Aleph, which all tzaddikim used to say before any ma'aser tov they did, they wanted to do Tshiva, they said capital in Aleph, the famous capital of David HaMelech. So tell the Herev kapseini ma'avoini imechatusi tareini. Herev kapseini ma'avoini. Ovoin is called in the Gemara Mezid, Ovoin. Chatusi chet is velushin yechte, a lacking. It's a lacking. Because he felt if he was a shoygig, it must have started off as a shoygig again. We'll repeat again. What shaykh to be mizvad on a shoygig? A shoygig ben rabbergun a shildig. I did nothing. There was no machshuva there, no kavuna there. So no, don't fool yourself. If you did a shoygig, it must have began with a novain. And if you did a shoygig, you've got to be mizvad on the shoygig, because in the shoygig is already buried an ovain in any enough chet bemezit, if not. So here of Kapseini Ma'avoini, he said, if you wash me from my ovoin, that was the tshiva of Reblezer, that he was fasted so long, he wanted care of Kapseini Ma'avoini from the chet of not being moicher of Chilas Shabbos, then mechatusi tareini, then he'll be protected also from chet, which is showing he wouldn't come to chet. With this we can also explain a new machshuva in the Gemara Masechtas Malkus. The Gemara is Masechtas Malkus. It's a mission of Masechtas Malkus. Shulai shurim hivdil Moshe ba'eva ha'yardein v'kenegdom hivdil Yeshia be'eretz kenan l'hoirik nefesh b'shkuk. That's the Mishnah. three cities, three Urim Miklat was in Eretz Yisroel, and three Urim Miklat was Yeshia, three Urim Miklat Moshe Rabbeinu was Mavdil in Eretz Kanaan, where the Bnei Gadim and Erivim was, and Shulish Kuv Eretz Yisroel. Frag die Gemurah, Be'eva Yadin class, Be'eretz Yisroel class. Here was such a small crowd, and here such a big crowd, an equivalent, the same amount of people were there. Omer Abaye, and for the Gemurah, Omer Abaye, Begilad, Shchicha Rotchem. In Gilad, there was many Rotchem. The Ksiv, when you the Pusik, I don't remember the Pusik. Frag Tais, it's a bomb of Kasha, and it's a Seichelike Kasha, everybody has a Kasha. What do you mean, Begilad, Shchicha Rotchem? Eretzeach, who goes in Urei Miklat? Eretzeach? Therefore, you have to make Urim Miklat. You don't. Therefore, you should make jails and whatever for them. Not Urim Miklat. Is answer Tosfos. Tosfos answer Tazoi. The Gemara next page. It's a Rashi Pasuk. Mishputing Gemara next page. The Rashi Pusach La Pitcha Lahu Pasuk Mehu. Rashi started off this Pasuk from this. Starts in Pusach. The Vashalei Tzidu Velekim Ene LeYudai. The Mushla Kadmoini, Rashi brings it over there in Pashmish. Put the Mushla Kadmoini Yoimer, Mereshum Yetzer Reisha. The Gemur Zukta says, how come that I was a Heurig Beshoigig? So the Gemur Zukta, because there was a person who was a Heurig Bemazed, he's a Reseach, and he's Chag Misa. Hakadjibochi was Mazman that I should be on the tree and fall down on him and kill him. He deserved Misa. Is that's why I killed him the Shaykh. It's made with this answer choices because the Gilad Shchicha Rotchem. And many of those Rotchem haven't been treated because there was no Avis. And they have to be killed. Sakuj Bochi is Mazman, there should be a Heurig B'Shaygik. And the Heurig B'Shaygik killed them. Mele, for this Heurig B'Shaygik, they have to kill those Rotchem. For them, you need the so many Urei Miklat in the Yavn in Gilad. There's a famous Maral over there. I think the Maral says that because in the Gilad Shchicha Rotchem, the atmosphere becomes full of Ritzicha. Once the atmosphere becomes full of Ritzicha, the Indian of Ritzicha is not so chumma. So the Shagig of this is also easier. So told me someone that before the war in England, either lived in England before the war. So before the war, you could have left, the young ladies left their pram outside the front of the house. There was no problem. Our Khushvi remembers this still.
Even after the war,
you could leave a pram outside. There was, when Geneva becomes so easy, then everybody jumps onto this idea, and it's so easy. The whole Indian is not a Dover Choma anymore. But Al Pi Devareini, we could say a bit different. The emes is this heurig b'shoigig kila yene letzadik alavayim. You will never be a heurig b'shoigig unless there is something beforehand. Had you been nizer with a proper shmirah not to be pageya, nageya in your friend. And pageya, we know that amal b'nei chaveiro barab, amal b'nei chaveiro, it's like he murdered him. The colors change, as the Gemara say, speak lushen hara, is also, there's many retziches on a smaller way. Had you been nizah from it, then you wouldn't become b'meizah, then you wouldn't become to be a heurig b'shoigi. We go further, not only this, we go further. We use this perutah shereblazah as a mushul for many other things that we've got to do tshiva. I saw my chava was marbed p'nei chaveiroi. They say that in Satma, New York, about 40, 50 years ago, there was a shamus there in the Kehillah, who managed the Kehillah. Once he went up to eat on the nerves, it seems he was a bit of a pagy, sometimes when people on the nerves, he went to eat and gave him a patch in the face. But Rabbi, it wasn't Elder Eid, but why be given a patch in the face? Sat Baruch Zuchan Vuchah, the Devil Yoel, said that every Eid in the Kehillah has to give $30 knaf for Tzedukah. Said the Eid, Rebbech, when I was given B'Shaas Mas, and Meila was B'Shaas Mas, I wasn't Moich, he had a Tarn, I have to pay. But I wasn't there. Why do I have to give $30 to the Tahanuas to get hot? Enjoy this. You have to pay up. So you see the Dakis of the Indian, you see the Dakis of the Indian of Mabu Pnei Chaveir Barabim doesn't have to be you. It can be you saw it and you haven't been Moicha. You heard about it and you enjoyed it. All is Bechlau Mabu Pnei Chaveir Barabim, which in a smaller scale is an Indian, in a smaller scale is an Indian of Ritzicha. Had you been Moicha, then you would have had this protection of Ragle Chassid of Yishmael, of Loyena Letzadik Olovoin, then you would have been protected. but somehow Mereshuim, Mushlak and Moini Oime, Mereshuim Yetzereish. And now we'll speak about ourselves. We are the Rusha in a smaller scale. Me'achat Mehenu. V'usu Me'achat Mehenu. We are the Rusha in a smaller scale. Therefore, we were, happened this to us that he became. Is Meila now Begilot Shchicha Rotchem. Begilot Shchicha Rotchem. What means Shchicha Rotchem? Shchicha Rotchem. There were many Rotchem Bemezit. And those Rotchem, we should have been Moicha with all our might, whatever we can be Moicha, tell them off, do other. Somehow it was quiet. They were Machnif L'Reshuim. They were not Moicha. So each and every person had a pagam of Shvichas Dum on him because he's lacking in a Mechua or whatever. It was sometimes a Ratzicha that was deserving and enjoyed it, as the story over there goes in Satna. He enjoyed it. For Mela, it's a pagam on it. Once you've got this pagam on you, is Mela, you lost that protection which you have been promised, and therefore you come to that there. There we'll come back to the Pusik we began. That Elul is Rosh HaTevis, say this for him. I'm not hearing b'shoyi. What do you want of me? Shagigim, shagigim. You have to be mitzvada for the shagig also. You know, look at this hoirig b'shoyi. What's the story with hoirig b'shoyi? You know why he was a hoirig b'shoyi? Velekim in Eliyuda. You know why Elikim in Eliyuda? He stumbled through with hoirig b'shoyi because he did already averes b'meizit. And therefore, that's the avoider which he has to do like Reblazer did. He did shiva on Perusa Shel Shchentoi, which he wasn't Moiche, therefore did shiva, therefore he shouldn't come. So it could be that the avoider of Elul. That's the avoider of Elul, why he has, how a person has to be improved in Elul, to take away those, to bring back his protection of Le'in and Tzadik Olav. With this, we can also understand a pusik lechoyer pusik shat and a pusik in Parshas Re'eh. In Parshas Re'eh, shaitim pusik azay. Somebody overpowered a lady, shaitim pusik. The evil was in the city. They both chayav misa because she should have yelled, she should have shouted for help. She didn't shout for help. She chayav misa. Shaitim pusik in vasu de yimter wish etanar merusa. If in the field they found the herzig bar the shochavim of the mess. Who is Shashochav Emma Levada? Only he dies. Velanara letasa dova. For the Nara should do nothing. Ein lenaru chait mishpat moves. And the Pusik is marach. Ki ka'ashe yukim ish al re'ei v'retocha nefesh. Like a person would murder someone, would overpower someone and murder him. Kena dova zeh. Like this, the man who overpowered on the field, most probably she yelled, she shouted for help, and nobody came for help. Ein lenaru chait moves. And here, Lenara Latas, the Arichah solution is there very long. The Arichah solution is, had I written the Torah, I would have written, Lenara Latas Adavo. She's not her fault. So, Oku, Vein Mashiach, the Valley writes, Lenara Latas Adavo, Vein Anachet Mishmovis, Kashiyuki Misharev, Ritzucha Nefesh, Kein Adavo Zeh, who needs this, the Demioin, to Ritzucha Ya Nefesh, and who needs Ein Bochet Mishpet Novus? Let's ask Adavo again, there's nothing more to do. Ein Amai can be Medaik in this Pusik 2 in Yunam. Number one, you can be vidayik that it's now is not 100% clean. Hey, lanaru ein bo chet moves. She hasn't got a chet moves. Why is it Torah Lamaach? Hey, lamai, some chet she's got on her. And the other kasha is, hey, lechoyre, she shouldn't have any chet lechoyre in our mind because she was overpowered by someone. She couldn't help herself. She even yelled and nobody came to help. Lanaru ein lanaru chet moves. But there is some chet on her. Besides this, what's the Aricha solution? Ki ka'ashe yukim ish al reyei v'retzocha enefesh kain adov azeh. What's the demyo in Torah Ratzayach? That could be, we could say azeh. And then if Rashi says it a bit there in the Pasha, Rashi is looked out in Pusik in beginning. Ki yir nare besile metzua ish be'ir. So the Rashi, Metzua ish be'ir, the first chelik, not the chelik in the field, chelik Metzua ish be'ir. So the Rashi, lefir achshocha vema. That's why she was nichshel that somebody overpowered her. Pirtze kare le ganav. Pirtze calls the ganav. Eli yoshve bebeisa. Had she sat at home, la ira law, that accident wouldn't happen. Shait ba, vadino is vateitze dino. Dovet rashe. Vateitze, who told her to go out? Her place wasn't to go up. So maybe you see over here, Zay, that had she behaved, well, today's got different times, obviously, had she behaved on that style of tzniyot that was demanded of her, there was no reason for her to go out, she wouldn't have breached and the maze is so called in this hilchot in the me'achas mehenu, small small breach in Hilchas Tanias, she would have mikayim the statement of Kol Kvoida Bas Melech Tanimu, then she wouldn't have come to this. It wouldn't be the Pirsa Karas Leganot. If a Melech comes out, she's also chayiv be'efes ma, obviously in a very small scale, she's also chayiv in this parsha. Therefore, it says ve'ela now chayt mishpat mubis. There's no chayt mishpat mubis for her, but a chayt, no chayt, you cannot say on her. So, how do you know? So, the kikasha yukimish harayv ratzocha, as I said before, when somebody is yukimish harayv ratzocha, somebody killed someone. And then someone else killed him b'shoigig. What do you say? Why did this person kill b'shoigig? Because there was a spark of this avera b'mezid by him. Exactly, by this girl. Don't think this girl is free completely. This girl has got a bit of an avera. She hasn't got chet mulves. She hasn't got. But she's done avera. Ka'ash yukim esh arei. Even though it was mischaven elikim ene yudai, still is chad. Because mereshuim yetzareisha. There's a bit of rusha in you. That's why you came to this. That would fit very well. And then ask the tassel of Eilin a chet mubas. A chet she has got, because had she not had a chet beforehand, she wouldn't have come to this story. So to why is it a chet l'choyot anoinus? So to kashu yukim esh rei that stands on the ladder. What's that? What do you want? Remember, the person on the ladder stands there and he falls down. He also broke his ribs into two places. He fell down. He would have to be taken into hospital. V'retzoch ha'nefesh, he's chayv gulis. Why is he chayv gulis? What do you want of him? He broke his bones and he has to go to gulis. So to because Hashem in Eliyudai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu planned it for you. Why is he planned it for you? Because Mirashum Yetzeresh, you had a bit of a rusha beforehand. You took away your protection you had beforehand. Exactly is the story about the girl. Kibesuda Matsua, to the push. Kibesuda Matsua, what is she going to do in the Suda? She breached the Kol Kvoida Bas Melech Tanimu, and that's why she came to this Aveir. That's the Avoida of Chodesh Elul. Sometimes a person feels, never sometimes we feel, we're okay, we're doing very well. Never got a push. Shogigim, lech nish gefeilich. What do you want? My machshuv isn't there. It's the teretz, the shogig. Every shogig must begin with amazes. And that's why the kizvari brings this as a remes for chodesh elul. Elekim in the Yudai the samti lechu is roshetavis elul. To know that avoid of elul is to check in our shogigs. And understand, whatever shogig we are, the avoid is to research in it, where was the mazit of this shogig, and do achieve of this mazit. Rabbi Nishnazan's gave, my give you ben shim, taksiv achsim, et